Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we have a major update on Bray Wyatt's WWE status.
I'll bring you the latest on rumoured budget cuts in WWE.
We've got some potential spoilers for WWE's WrestleMania showcase match plans.
And Mercedes Monet says nobody knows the story of her WWE exit. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Welcome to Da Swamp. For today's news video.
Imagine being that Uber driver.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, just rocking up. You know who I've heard from the Uber driver before? It was the flipping eel. Eels live in swamps, evidently. Bray Wyatt, you want an update on Bray Wyatt?
Yes.
Of course you do. You probably, like, really enjoy Bray Wyatt, because most people do, to be fair.
Mm.
Yeah, the update is, it's still a bit up in the air.
The update is, there is no update.
So, on this week's episode of SmackDown, there was a very brief flash of the logo. It was like a split second.
Oh, the upside down B's off.
Yeah, yeah. Blink and you'll miss it kind of thing. But as Dave Meltzer writes in the Wrestling Observer's Daily Update column, the latest one of those, that does indicate that Bray is still with the company. So, obviously, last week, there was those rumours that he'd walked out due to creative differences or creative issues that we covered here on the news, and it later emerged from Fightful Select that Bray was dealing with an unknown physical issue and hadn't been on the past couple of shows, hadn't been backstage and so forth. But the rumors still swirled, still a lot of uncertainty regarding his future, because Fightful didn't outright come out and say, hey, that's bollocks, that thing about whatever. They hadn't heard, however, that it was true. So it was like, it was all up in the air and all over the place and whatever. But yeah, Dave Meltzer has a couple of updates here, noting that there hasn't been a definitive word on whether or not Bray Wyatt versus Bobby Lashley is actually going to go ahead. He asked sources in WWE and they neither said yes, they didn't say yes or no. Basically, you couldn't get a firm answer on it, which is quite interesting. But Bray is still with the company, at least for now, I guess. So yeah, this guy's, I don't know what's going on here. Meltzer did double confirm that he's sick at the moment.
Yeah.
Bray is ill right now. So obviously get well soon.
Yeah.
And you hope that there's nothing more to this situation than him maybe, you know, being having a flu or something
like
that. That's what you hope for things like this. Or maybe he's got like a minor like muscle strain or something that prevents him from wrestling or whatever. But yeah, this whole thing is really weird. I have no idea when he's going to show back up or anything like that. But there's clearly something going on, in my opinion. That's just my read into this. It's not a report or anything. I hope it's cleared up soon.
Yeah, it's weird to think, isn't it? You're like, oh, you've literally got 2 weeks. You've got four main roster shows and then it's WrestleMania. And we have no idea what's going on with this. Like, they couldn't just say, oh, well, as long as you're well, we'll just book the match. Because what booking have they had so far apart from, I mean, lovely to see the Muscle Man and the Muscle Man dance coming back.
but not really
a justification for a match just yet.
Yeah.
It's Bobby Lashley I feel really sorry for, because he didn't deserve to miss out on WrestleMania. He's been brilliant.
Yeah, now he's just kind of farting around waiting to see what's going on.
Maybe he'll be in that weird four-way thing they just hoyed on the show.
Well, I've got an update on that in my next story.
That, eh? Tease.
Now,
you may have seen the report on Friday from Wrestling Blog about rumoured budget cuts within WWE. They tweeted saying, wrestlers and staff members being let go from WWE is accurate, but Fightful Select have come through on a report on this, saying that apparently the locker room just were kind of unfazed by this on SmackDown. You know, reports coming out of that show. There was no talk of backstage cuts during SmackDown. The situation wasn't a big topic of conversation per the company sources, despite rumours of imminent cutbacks. Now, you may have seen the report that Nick Manfredini was let go by WWE last week. But Ringside News claims that although he was fired, that wasn't a consequence of budget cuts. I think this is one of those things where WWE, you can just tell, I think there was a report last week, maybe a couple of weeks ago, that they were cutting corners maybe a little bit on WrestleMania. It's the tightening your belt before a potential sale thing, isn't it, basically, this?
Yeah, yeah, it seems to be that way. I saw the thing about budget cuts coming out on Friday, and I put zero stock into it, and it sounds like the wrestlers have done the same thing. Obviously, a company the size of WWE will have constant personnel turnover behind the scenes that you maybe won't hear about all the time. Nick Manfredini here. Nick, was it?
Yep,
is that his name? Being the exception to that. But they'll be turning like office staff over quite regularly, which, you know, is rough and brutal for the people impacted, but it's a major company. These things happen, unfortunately. It's certainly a far cry from, you know, 2020 when the world was on fire and they were just cutting swathes of wrestlers and stuff and leaving them with uncertain futures and all of that. So... yeah, I didn't put much stock into this, and neither did the wrestlers, by the sound of it.
Good.
So, there you go.
It's nice to just be able to go to work and not fear for your job for a bit.
Yeah, that, like, I can't imagine, like, the uncertainty during that period for these poor people just going to work.
And I don't fear for my job, and look at what I get away with on a daily basis.
100%.
Unbelievable.
Eel, what do you reckon? Okay, he's getting fired in the morning.
He's doing cocaine in the office, that's what.
He is. Stop that, Eel. I've told you before. Gee whiz.
At least wait till the afternoon.
He needs to go straight edge, man. Yeah. He needs to sort his life out.
I'd really want him to be like taped. We can be taped his tail.
Listen to Judge and stuff like that. You want to know some WrestleMania showcase plans?
I think I can guess them.
Right, WrestleVotes have the lineups for those matches. Ooh. So they actually reported before SmackDown that WWE were going to add these matches, which are four-way tag team matches, four-way
just
tag team.
Yeah, pulling lots of people on the show, basically.
Yeah, it seems
you don't want to know this, by the way, timestamps, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
spoilers.
Of course, you don't want to know the lineup. So on the women's side, right, we already have Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. Who did they beat again? Emma and Tegan Knox.
Yes, Tegan Knox on Friday.
On Friday. So they've already qualified, but completing that lineup on the women's side will be Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey.
Yes!
Natalya and Shotzi. And Carmella and Chelsea Green.
Love that pairing.
It's sick. Chelsea Green rules. On the men's side, and they actually, WrestleVotes reported this before the match was announced, before SmackDown, so there you go. There's your accuracy, noting that will be Street Profits.
Yes, good.
Alpha Academy.
Oh, my God.
Viking Raiders.
Yes, please.
Braun and Ricochet. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool lineup. I'd put Maximum Male Models in there for the storyline.
Yeah, there's going to be some shenanigans with Otis. Hang on, who's... So Street Profits, Alpha Academy. So 3/8 of that are WCPW people, Ricochet and the Viking Raiders.
So we created WrestleMania. Yeah. We invented WrestleMania.
The Viking Raiders, of course, brothers of El Hijo.
Yeah, he means son, so like they're his dad.
Right, got
I think
it.
That's how it works.
I just don't know who he is, and I wish people would tell me because I'm an idiot.
I can't believe they announced a match, man. What a crime.
I'm going to write on the internet, I don't know who this person is, when I could just open another tab and find out who this person is.
Yeah, exactly. Google exists, brother. Also, you could watch the little vignette on Rampage. Like, also, there'll be a road to.
We're going
to
get. I'm going to.
Yeah, let's not get into this debate, but you're an idiot.
Where the hell's LA Knight? Why isn't he on the card? Please tell me he's going to do something.
He did something at a house show where he was like, oh yeah, it's going to be a doing his Steve Austin impression. So you'd imagine he'll maybe like kick The Miz's
he's
ass.
He's going to fight Stone Cold for WrestleMania.
He should also host the show because The Miz is very 2005.
Yeah, and he doesn't have LA in his name.
Exactly.
So
Miz A.
But yeah, those would be fun matches. It's just another version basically of pointless battle royal to hoy a lot of people on the show, but a lot of people deserve a wrestle. Yeah. A lot of the people in those matches deserve a Mania moment. And it's a weird thing to be like, we'll just cram Ronda in one way or another. That's insane considering it's been, 18 months or less than that since she came back, but there we are.
I'm happy people are getting WrestleMania paydays.
Yes.
The matches, do they need to exist? They'll be fun enough? For me, not necessarily.
But at least it's not all on the same day.
Yes, true. I don't need
Or 2 days, technically, I suppose WrestleMania 35 was for us.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a 2-day WrestleMania, just not in the way they normally do it.
It was like 2 work days spread over. It was crazy. What a time.
Everyone being in a stance, freezing cold because it's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Half of them sunburned because we've been out all day.
Got beaten up by Haku at the block party.
Never forget,
Worst day of my life. It wasn't the worst day of my life.
It was awesome,
fun,
Terrifying, but awesome.
Getting home was not fun.
No. That was a mistake on WWE's part. A
colossal error on... Who organised that transport, man? They should get a slap on the wrist.
I just remember, because I was very clueless, thinking, oh, Joycey, that's, you know, right next to New York, basically. Yeah. We could probably walk by from WrestleMania if anything.
What was that station?
Oh.
Caucus?
Oh, is that the one with the...
Caucus.
How many... It's not... by the way, it's just not me having to go at the local transport network, because they were told it'll finish at this time, so their last train was at that time, except the show had finished 5 minutes before, yeah. I think, basically.
Me and Sidgwick got on that last train, and it was like, oh my God, there was like 1,000 people behind us trying to get on, and it was like, brother.
Yeah, me. I remember me, Jules, Nicholas, Miller, Phil... We didn't get on that train, let's just say that.
No.
I'm going to try and find that old post-WrestleMania podcast we recorded at 6 a.m. in our hotel room, falling asleep.
Croaking and poking.
So then Triple H came out and took fucking ages.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Mercedes Monet. She's been chatting with the lovely Leva Bates at Comic-Con this weekend, all about her WWE departure, and she has something very interesting to say. She said, first of all, nobody knows the story. You don't know the story. You're reading whatever you want to read and believing whatever you want to believe. Nobody knows the story because I haven't said anything. I'm not going to say anything because that's just the classy boss that I am, the CEO. Obviously, she left WWE back in May of 2022, quite rightly walking out with Naomi when the... I was about to swear then, when the booking was bad. There
Pish.
We go.
There
yes.
you go.
She also continued talking about the wrestlers like Dakota Kai and people like that returning to WWE. She said, that's their dream, but I went after mine, which was going to Japan. You have to follow your heart and follow your soul, follow your dreams. This was always, always, always a dream of mine that I never got to accomplish. I had to go after a whole new dream, a whole new chapter, a whole new destiny for me. And this is where I want to be. This is what I want to make happen for me, which is a very good sentiment. Go after your dreams. But yeah, an intriguing little tease that we maybe don't know the full story of her WWE departure.
Yeah, I think that's always been the case. And the true extent of it is probably only known by like Mercedes and a handful of other people who were directly involved. And I think it's fine to keep it that way, to be honest. It's her business. Nothing but respect for her and the moves she's made. I respect anyone who bets on themselves to that extent. It's not an easy thing to do, walking away from the biggest wrestling company in the world. But she's obviously killing it at the moment. In wrestling and out of wrestling, the Kairi match was awesome. The Mayu match next month is going to be so sick.
Teasing saying, Tony, give me a call for Forbidden Door?
Yeah, he's got to
give
me
a call. Give her a call, Tony!
Give her a call, Tony. I really want to see her. Who do we really want
Kenny.
To see? Kenny? I mean, I do want to see that.
It should be against Soraya because she's our favourite right now. Do you know what Britt rhymes with?
Jamie Hayter would be great.
Yeah, would be
Shida
great.
Would be awesome. There's like lots of really Serena Deeb. Like there's lots of good options.
Yeah.
I've never understood why people got so fired up about this. I'm like, she's being unprofessional. Why do you care?
Because they got brainwashed by a stupid piece to camera by the commentators, basically.
You don't work with
her. Just someone in their ear saying, say this, because we don't want to look like the bad guys.
And when you pull out words like unprofessional and you're not close to the situation, it's very silly. So
yes. I will say this. She says, believe what you want to believe. So what I believe is her and Naomi walked backstage, went, this booking is a load of bollocks. Plus, it smells like Updog in here. And John Laurinaitis and Vince simultaneously said, what's Updog? And they said, you a booking, and then walked out. Oh. That's my scenario. Believe what you want to believe, guys. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Andrew Richardson. Andrew writes, morning, legends. Morning, Andrew.
Morning,
Are you disappointed with the build to both women's title matches? It seems like they made the wrong choice having Rhea face Charlotte, and the frenemy story with Bianca and Asuka seems very flat. He's not wrong.
Flat? Eh?
Yeah.
Eh? Rest in peace, the flatty, by the way. If you saw my Twitter account, you know what that means. Yeah, I've not been into them. I did think that the Charlotte and Rhea segment on SmackDown this week was good.
Got some that's going a bit now, yeah.
Good intense brawl. Nice little back and forth. But I don't think it should main event night one, which has been reported. I don't think it has that level of heat. And I'm happy for Rhea getting that spotlight, obviously. And Charlotte as well, albeit to a lesser extent, because she's headlined WrestleMania before, so it's not quite...
Seven Manias, she said she did. She
yeah,
did.
She's, it's crazy. So it's not quite the same landmark for her, but it's still pretty cool. And I think it will be a good match, don't get me wrong, but like it's really hard to invest in this specific Charlotte Flair character and her return run. Has not been great, so hopefully they can conjure some magic on the next couple of episodes of SmackDown. Bianca and Asuka, again, this is another situation
great
where,
on paper.
Yeah, where the match is probably going to kick ass, but the story has been horrendous. Like it's been really disappointing because these two are personal favourites of mine. And on TV, it's just, you know what it is? It's Vince McMahon level crap. That's what this story is. It's I'm going to look at you and dribble some goo and smile and like you're going to like not waver and we're going to stand there and you're going to hold up the belt and we're going to face off and not really do anything. We're going to play mind games with one another that don't really manifest as anything other than two people looking at each other and then one walking away. yeah, it's a really awful, frankly, half-baked storyline between two awesome performers who deserve a lot better. And it's been a colossal disappointment. For me, I would have booked Rhea versus Bianca for the Raw title and Asuka versus Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's title. And I would have had Asuka beat Charlotte in about a minute.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, I understand why they went, because Rhea's a heel, but everyone really likes her. And Charlotte's a babyface, but no one really likes her. So let's do that. Like, Bianca Rhea, yeah, was the match, wasn't it? And it felt like it was the direction we were heading in with, like, a Becky Ronda on the other side of things. Then, obviously, all these things changed. I just think it's so lazy. I think it's so lazy that... they've done it before with Bianca. Bianca and Sasha, wasn't it? It was like, we're going to tag, but we're going to fade as well in a few weeks. When was the last time they did that with a men's Mania title match?
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
And the Charlotte Rhea thing heated up fairly well on SmackDown. But yeah, Raw tonight, I think there's probably some more shenanigans. I think maybe Chelsea's fighting Bianca or something
they've
like that.
They've got to get it rolling.
And they're just like, it's another example of like, oh, okay, so it'll be Chelsea or Carmella. One of the two is going to fight and then they're going to do the thing again that they've done the last 2 weeks where the other one gets in and kicks her ass and then the Asuka comes down and saves her and then goes...
She needs to kick some ass and dribble less good.
It's Asuka and Bianca Belair. Yeah. Like, no offence to Carmella and Chelsea. Like, kick their asses.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
they will have more WrestleManias to just...
This should be easy.
Yeah.
This should be easy.
It's just like feats of strength with Bianca Belair and just really vicious offence from Asuka.
Triple H's biggest weakness as a booker so far, booking the women's divisions. 100%.
Where's the lie?
100%. Bobby Fish, where you at?
Mark Smith, we've sort of answered this question, but Mark Smith asks it.
What?
Hey, Nutters, I love WWE's women's division, but surely KO and Sami Zayn versus the Usos has to main event night one of WrestleMania. It's arguably hotter than CR. For some reason, I always see CR and read Cristiano Ronaldo. Wait a second. No, that doesn't make sense. CR isn't Charlotte Flair.
No.
Charlotte Ripley. Charlotte versus Rhea. Surely picking a main event should be based on what's best rather than sentiment.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, Mark, is this your first Mania?
No, I agree. It should be based on what's the hottest, what's the most over, what's going to get the biggest reaction. And part of that should be if it goes earlier, is it going to spoil the reaction for something else? Which it might for that tag team title match because it's going to be molten. It's going to be like the surface of the sun. I completely agree. It should be the tag match. And it's not a failure of the performers. It's a failure of creative for not heating those things up.
Has it been announced by WWE? I know the reports have said it's going to main event night one. Has it been announced by WWE to main event night one?
No.
Right, change it.
Change it.
Change it. look at the reaction that a hug, that was it, on SmackDown got. You have to put that in the main event of WrestleMania Night 1. It's the overarching story of WrestleMania, destruction of the bloodline. So why not
just put it
in the main event?
Just
do it. Charlotte and Rhea are under the sand, and they will have more WrestleMania main events, and some of them have already had them. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, let's move on to the final question today, which isn't really wrestling related, but I was desperate to show you. Jackie Higgins, thanks for getting in touch, Jackie. Jackie writes, morning legends, you were talking about McDonald's on Wacky Friday that we were. Here in Canada, we get a Big Mac chicken sandwich. It's just McChicken with Big Mac sauce. I thought I'd see your,
oh, wow,
your thoughts
okay.
are on that.
So is this... We had that for a brief period, didn't we? The chicken Big Mac. We had
maybe,
it for like a month.
Yeah.
We got an order into the office.
It hurts my brain. I don't like it.
Yeah, it breaks my mind. But look, I would have it again. Absolutely. Listen, the Big Mac sauce is... Man, if they sold that, they would be millionaires. I mean, it's McDonald's.
Yeah.
They're already millionaires.
Probably all right.
But... Yeah, the business isn't struggling, is it?
Do you know how long I waited for a McDonald's in the actual McDonald's on Friday?
How long?
An hour.
And what?
Not really that fast food.
Which
was
one?
It?
Was it the Gateshead?
No, I won't say, but I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. You can shoot on McDonald's, brother. They're
Aloise,
big boys.
My wife was not much pleased.
No,
she went after them on, let me just check. Yep, all forms of social media. Twitter DMs, Instagram, Facebook. Pigeon. Like,
she phoned Ronald McDonald himself. It's like, hey, get me Grimace.
We're going to be getting some vouchers, baby. Anyway, one person who doesn't eat McDonald's is today's and finally, because have you seen, Andy Murray, what Cameron Grimes looks like nowadays?
I saw this.
What an absolute piece.
He's looking good, isn't he? Good for him. He's in good shape.
He's looking, in the words of, main roster ready.
He is. Tanned, toned.
He was already great in my eyes, but like, and I know Vince isn't in charge, but Vince is probably still somewhat involved. He's done a lot for his case looking like that now. Kobe keeps the gimmick, obviously. I love him. But he's a great worker, and I've missed seeing him on my TV. So great work. Putting the effort, putting the hours at the gym, clanging and banging, as we say.
Yeah, 25-8, not just 24-7.
My fortress of swolitude.
Wow. Okay. Creatine. I don't know.
Let's know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, myself and the Daddy Boys sitting down to review SmackDown, Rampage and look ahead to Monday Night Raw a little bit later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff at What Culture WWE. Watch there, you can follow both of us. If you want to know what Andy was talking about regarding Crocs early, you can follow him on Twitter.
Rest in peace. You can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop39, Hoops Moving Castle. There you go.
He's caught up to Mania.
Yeah.
Snuck
He's going to overtake Mania tomorrow, brother.
Wow.
Take that, WWE.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray, to the Eel. God, he's still doing it. Thank you for joining us.
Frank.
We'll see you soon.
Stop snorting.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.